For Jesus, we cannot help it. We love you. We love you. You satisfy my soul, Lord, with good things. Oh, you are love. You are glory. Jesus, help us tonight, Lord. Help us to give your word and help us to receive your word. Help us to be strengthened by your truth. Many years ago, you see, Tiffany was about 3 years old. So she's 22 now, so that makes 19 years ago. The Lord spoke to me. He woke me up in the middle of the night. And he said to me, "Nita, do you believe my word?" I said, "Lord, of course I believe your word. I've changed my whole life for the sake of your word. I've given up everything to serve you in the ministry because I believe your word." He said, "Nita, were you there when I fed the 5,000? I said, "Well, no, Lord." He said, "Then how can you believe my word?" He said, "Were you there when I raised the dead?" I said, "No, Lord." He said, "Then how do you believe my word?" He said, "Were you there when I healed the maimed, cleansed the lepers, delivered the demoniacs?" I said, "Lord, you know I wasn't there." He said, "Then you do not believe my word." And you know, when God speaks, he unveils the secrets of your heart. So it's not like you can sit there or stand there or lay there and say, "That's not true." Because you just got caught. Your heart has been revealed. He said, "My word is living, and you must let it live in you." Years before that, early 80s, I had a tremendous and holy experience with the Lord that I won't go into tonight. The next morning, I had been... Glory is so strong up here tonight. I hope I can stay here to talk to you. Well, I mean, it would be nice to talk to you, but I have to admit, it'd be wonderful to go with the Lord right now, too. I was cocooned in a very special way in His holiness all night long after that experience. The next morning, I don't know. I really honestly don't know what time it was, but it was early in the morning, before daylight. Suddenly, the Lord, His holiness, came into the room, like that, and cocooned me completely until I was so enveloped in the cloud of His holiness that the whole bed shook, felt like the whole room was shaking. And out of that cloud came the words from a voice as the sounds of many waters, trumpeting down through eternity. And the voice said, "My word is holy." It went right through my heart, pierced my innermost being. I knew I could never be trite about His word, ever. I could never take His truth lightly. His word is holy, and it proceeds from a holy God. We must live for truth. We must live to be changed by truth. We must live that our life is made holy by truth. Right now, the glory of that truth is flooding down on me, piercing every part of my inner man. If you do not live to be changed by truth, you do not love truth enough. You cannot think about this. He is the God, the one who holds the whole universe together. How? By the word of His power. How can you treat something that powerful with triteness? I don't care if you know 20,000 scriptures. Some people know lots of scripture, but they don't live by it. He'd much rather you know five scriptures and live by the truth than to know 10,000 and live your own way. You don't know scripture anyway, except that which you live by. You may think you have lots of knowledge of the word, but if you're not living by it, you don't know it. Can I be that honest with you? How does the song go? Did you ever get that picture off that cell phone? Tony, is it still on the cell phone? Tony has a picture of the angel of the Lord standing right over here on his cell phone. He got that picture when the glory first started coming in to the services. Our problem today is we've got too much clouding the beauty of the truth. Cell phones cloud it. Computers cloud it. Our labor clouds it. All the material blessings that one can have at their fingertips in America clouds it. There is one thing to live for. Only one. Jesus. Jesus. Do you mind if I do something? I just saw something. It's going to seem strange. But I have to do it for your good. There's a web over you. And this web is keeping you from seeing the truth. Come over here into this section so that I can pray. Casey, honey, come over here to this section so you can be covered in the prayer. There's a web over you. It's a web the enemy has put there. And it's designed to keep you from being able to see the truth. And God wants to remove it tonight. Now, there may be veils over your eyes, but what he wants to take away tonight is the web. In the name of Jesus, I strip this web. I strip it. I strip it from you. In the name of Jesus, I strip the web. I strip it from you. I strip it from your eyes. I strip it from your heart. I strip it from your soul. Awaken. 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 Awaken to truth. Awaken. Awaken to his lordship. Awaken to Jesus! Awaken! 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 I speak to you, soul! Awaken! Awaken! Don't stay asleep! Don't stay in your slumber! Don't stay asleep! Wake up! Wake up to truth! Hunger for it! Fight for it! Live for it. Seek it. Search it. Search it out. It's truth that will heal you. It's truth that will raise you up. It's truth that will cause you to rise above the storm. Truth. Be covered with the blood, not with webs from the enemy. My dear brothers and sisters, don't live like that. Don't allow yourself to be lulled asleep. Christ is your life. If he is your life, humble yourself to the mighty hand of God, lest he humble you to save you in the end. Do not justify the things in your life that offend truth, because then truth cannot save you. Desire God above all things. We're not here in this place to try to win you over to the work that we're doing or to this ministry. I want you to be disciples of Jesus. That's it. I'm not trying to encourage you how spiritual I am, because that would be a fallacy. I want you to follow Christ through the cross. It is the cross that delivers you from the world. And the world is cut away by the implementation of the cross, by the way of the Holy Spirit. That is your life. Turn please to Romans 10. Fear not living for him. Fear it. Fear not living for him more every day. Fear it. Don't cover sin. Hate it. Don't hide in the darkness. Run to the light. The light will set you free. Darkness will keep you bound. Amen. God is good, isn't he? He's really good. He is really good. I like him a lot. Verse 8 of chapter 10. But what does it say? The word is near you, on your lips, in your heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach. For with the heart, a person, verse 10, believes, and with the mouth he confesses. Verse 11, the scripture says, no man who believes in him, who adheres to, relies on, I'm reading out of the Amplified, and trusts in him will ever be put to shame or disappointed. Verse 17, so faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by what? Two things must be conjoined in this life, truth and faith. Truth without faith cannot save you. Faith without truth will not save you. You don't have to be born again to have faith. God has given faith to every man. To every man is given the measure of faith. You don't have to be saved to have faith. But faith without truth will not save you. Once saved, faith without truth will not continue the work of redemption, the work of salvation in your whole soul. People get saved and they think, okay, well, my heart is saved, so great. So I'm heading to heaven, so great. Everything is great. I was going to hell, now I'm going to heaven. Everything is wonderful. They don't realize that this is just the beginning. The little seed has been planted, but God wants to save your whole soul. Every part of you. All of your mind, all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your strength, all of your flesh. And the life of it all is truth. Without truth, there is no salvation. Without truth, there is no hope. Without truth, there is no reality. Without truth, there is no eternity. Without truth, there is no glory. Without truth, there was no death and there is no resurrection. Without truth, there is no earth, there is no heaven, there is no hell, there is no planet. There are no stars. Truth is the foundation of it all. We want to align ourselves with God. We must do it by the only means available, truth. Any part of us that is not owned by truth is not owned by God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing, you can say, and hearing by truth. So your faith is measured according to your life in the truth. You say, I don't have a lot of faith. Well, I say, you don't have a lot of truth. But I read the Bible every day. I study it every day. That doesn't mean you have truth. You only have what you live. It isn't what you know. It is what you live. I can know the Bible, the whole New Testament, in its original language. I can know the whole Old Testament, every word in Hebrew. But if I don't live it, what value is it to me? It is not. Our goal in this life is that truth will own us. That truth will own us. That we can be pure and holy before Him and for Him. Truth without faith cannot save us. Faith without truth will not save us. They must be conjoined. We want to be filled with faith. We want to be filled with truth. For with the heart, man believes, not with the mind and the intellect. It isn't what you know about God. It is your relationship with Him, what has been planted in your heart, written on the table of your heart. Isn't that what the Word says? And I will give them a new heart. In another place it says, and I will write my law on their heart. It's what is on the heart. That's what builds faith. That's what releases faith. It's what is written on the heart. Just stop for a moment. And I'm going to too. I want you to pray that God will forgive you for every word of doubt you've ever spoken. Say it. Ask Him to forgive you. Lord, I ask You to forgive me for any time that I've spoken a word of doubt or unbelief. When you speak truth, that settles it. It's not about unbelief. It's not about doubt. How do we doubt God? He spoke the world into existence. Can He not fulfill His promise to you? He holds you right now by the word of His power. Is He not able? Yeah, but well, you know, man does sometimes get involved and mess up God's plans. Is He short in His workings? Does He not have a multiplicity of plans to bring about the same end if He has a willing and believing vessel? How can we make Him less than He is by our unbelief? We're not talking about man here. We're talking about God, the living God, who is love. That is truth. Love does not lie to you. Isn't it great for someone to say, oh, I love you, I love you, I love you, and then they lie to you? Love does not lie. God will not lie to you. He cannot, because He's truth. The Word is near you, on your lips, in your heart. It is the Word of faith. How does faith come? By hearing. And hearing by the Word of God. Hearing by truth. But you know, Jewish sages believe, and this is across the board, that you do not hear until you are living what you know. They don't even consider that you have heard until it has become life to you. This is the fallacy with the Christian church. We think what we have in our mind is what we have. If it's knowledge to us, we think we've got life. And it's not true. That's not truth. It must own our heart. With the heart, we believe. But how does truth capture the heart? You live it. And in the struggle, the battle that ensues, because you have chosen to live truth, truth becomes implanted upon the heart. I didn't understand the love of God until I decided I was going to learn to love like He loves. And boy, you know, that's not an easy decision. It's even more challenging to live it out. And in the process, you never come to the place of thinking, oh, I'm such a great lover. I can promise you. If you ever thought maybe you could do that, the devil is right there to ensure you that you're not. But in the battles, in the challenges, in the wars that the enemy sends to try to break the vow of truth, I will learn to love as He loves. You got a decision to make every day. Will I keep my vow? Or will I let it go? And in those challenges, as you continue day by day to choose to keep the vow, you begin to learn to love as He loves, and then you understand His love. You don't understand His love because you don't live it. When you have laid down your life for your enemy again and again and again and again, you're starting to learn the way He loves. Then you understand how He loves. Does this make sense? What about if someone lets you down, someone betrays you, someone doesn't live the way you would expect them to live? What do you do with that? You learn to love the way Jesus loves. And in learning to love the way He loves, you are developed in truth. And your heart becomes inflamed with a divine passion. The knowledge of God and the healing of man. That is life, as we were created to live it. The knowledge of God and the healing of man. Does life seem unfair to you? The greater question is, how fair are you to the life that He's given you? Do you live to know God and His ways? And do you live for the healing of man? Not just your friends, not just your loved ones, not just those that will appreciate what you give and what you do, but those who can never appreciate it, those who will never appreciate it. Your call is to the knowledge of God and the healing of men. It's what you were created for. How do you treat the call? My dear brothers and sisters, faith comes by living truth. You must have faith to live truth, but you must have truth to live unfeigned faith. Now, if it's the faith that New Agers use, that is not unfeigned. That comes from your soul. But to live faith unfeigned, you must have truth, and you must live it. The glory of God is to give you truth. The glory of man is to seek it out and to live it. Truth is God come to earth. If you want heaven, seek truth. If you want a revelation of heaven, seek truth. I'm sorry, my spirit is so close to going up into the Spirit. I am struggling so hard. The Spirit of the Lord keeps rushing through me so hard. He really wants you to have this message. He wants you to let it penetrate your heart. It may seem like a simple message, but it is incredibly profound. You want a little bit of heavenly glory? I can hardly say it. It causes my soul to rapture. Eat truth. Some say, I want to see heaven like you have, Nita. I think I can give you something greater than even that. Eat truth. When the eyes of your heart are open to see truth, to ingest truth, I've given you something greater than a vision. Truth is a very part of God, and to be desired above all things. Be a seeker of truth. Be a seeker of truth. Why does Paul say to desire to prophesy? Because true prophecy is the revelation of Jesus Christ. It is the revelation of truth. We don't desire to prophesy just for the sake of prophesying. What we want is what comes in the prophecy, and that is truth. Truth will heal your soul. Truth will give you a new mind. Truth will heal your body. Truth will carry you in to God. Nothing else can get you there. If you're truly born again, you want God. How can you get Him? Truth. Seek it, live it, pray it, yearn it, live for it. Let the Spirit of God, even now, pierce your heart. Let the truth come in. You've been wanting too many other things, and it has crippled your capacity to receive truth. Want truth. You need it. You need it. I need a boyfriend. No, you don't. You need truth. I need a husband. No, you don't. You need truth. I need a wife. No, you don't. You need truth. I need $1 million. No, you don't. You need truth. My dear brothers and sisters, you don't need anything but truth. Seek ye first the kingdom of, and all these things will follow. What you need is truth. I just need these trials to end. No, you need truth. I just need America to get stable. No, you need truth. I just need a new house. No, you need truth. Well, I do need a new car. No, you need truth. I wish I had some friends. You need truth. It is your greatest friend. The Word of God is nigh you, even in your mouth. Truth is near you. It's in your heart. It's in your mouth. Let it become your life. That is the wish, the desire, the passion of God. That truth will become you, overtake you, overtake me. High above all else, that we live unto truth, bringing glory to our great King. In truth, we find life. Out of truth, death. In truth, life. Out of truth, death. Choose ye this day what you will serve. We can stand the prophets on the mountains, and they can proclaim truth, and they can proclaim the falsehood. And you can determine, where do you want to live? Truth, you have life. Falsehood, you have death. Truth, you have the kingdom. Falsehood, you have deception. You have everything that is the very antithesis of the kingdom. Don't go there. You guys know I'm telling you the truth, don't you? He is a mighty God. He's a wonderful God. He is able. He is willing. Sometimes when I get so frustrated with Him, do you ever get frustrated with God? It's because you don't quite understand His perfect plan. And I tell Him, I'm feeling so frustrated with you right now. But I know the problem is not you. The problem is me. You're perfect. You're truth. So we know you're never wrong. That is a wonderful reality. So I'm the one that's wrong. And I will get my act together, and then I'll come back and talk to you. Live for Him in truth. What truth? Open the pages. And every day tell yourself it isn't what you know, it is what you live. When you really begin to get the lesson down pat, and you hear some of the petty things that Christians complain about, it makes you feel so sad that they're so trite. That they're so petty about things that don't even really matter, then you want to make sure you don't do that tomorrow. Live for truth. Let your faith. What is faith? Faith is what? Say it right out. You know it. Substance. Faith is a force. It is substance. Spiritual substance. It has the capacity to bring that which is in the spirit into that which is in the natural. Where you put your faith is what is going to come forth. If you want to put your faith into the things of this world, Then you will find yourself unstable every day in every way. But if you want to focus your faith on God, who is faithful, your faith will begin to have stability. And the stability will begin to produce things in your life that God wants in your life. And it will open the door to a love affair with Him. Well, I wish I had a walk like Nita, but I could never have that. Well, if that's the way you believe, you're right. Or you could say, I wish I had a walk like Nita. I wonder what her secret is. I think I'll find out, and then I think I will follow it all the way into God. And I think I'll keep my faith on the path so the light is there every step of the way. Amen. I wish I could know God like Nita does. I wish I could know God like Enoch did. I wish I could know God like Moses did. Set your sights much higher than me. Go way up there to the top of the mountain. And then on the way up, remember to leave down all of the encumbering weights and the love of this world. Faith is a beautiful thing. It can carry you to the heights and carry you to the depths. It can give you, it can open, it can unlock for you the beautiful treasures of truth that are so, listen to this, that are so, think about this, that are so valuable. Jesus poured out His blood on the cross to give them to you. That is a pretty steep price. That's how precious this book is to Him. Amen.